Death to Light Years. Did we see the final for Clay, Dre, and Steph in the Golden State Warriors?
They might play together, but they're not going to be good.
Oh, okay.
They're just going to be a very average team going forward. You saw he's not cooked, but he was last night, and he's going to have those games that pop up from now and then. He went 0 for 10, 0 for 6 from 3. Steph had 6 turnovers. He shot 8 of 16, 3 of 7 from 3, totally fine, 22 points, 4 rebounds, a couple assists. Sloppy with the ball, which is not anything new. The ghost of Andrew Wiggins, obviously not out there, 12 points, 4 of 11. Draymond Green, typical Draymond Green night, a little light, 12, 6 and 3. Mm. You just didn't get anything else because they're old, they're long, and they're broken, and they're in this position because Draymond Green was an idiot.
Draymond Green was an idiot?
Well, I mean, being in the play-in.
Oh!
Being suspended for 21 games put them in this position that put them in the play-in, where it was win or go home, and then you throw in the fact that Andrew Wiggins has been a ghost of whatever that was in the 2022 finals, where he was maybe the second-best player on the court, and ever since then, he's been awful. And there's no other way, like... If you're talking about negative value contract guys in the NBA right now, he's got to be one of the highest.
Well, they got a couple of them there. I mean, for what you're paying, and like this is the whole thing with like, is this the last that we've seen of the trio of the Golden State Warriors? I mean, Steve Kerr acknowledged the elephant in the room.
Yeah, it's too early for me to even think about that, you know. You invest so much in the season, and there's so much that goes on. It's so emotional. It's you know, the highs and lows of this business are incredible. That's why we're all kind of addicted to it. You can't find this anywhere else in life. I know I can't. And you have to absorb the lows. We've been really blessed here with amazing players and, you know, multiple championships and finals appearances and the highest of highs. And this is the flip side. This is life. This is how it works. You don't get to stay on top forever. So what happens this summer and going into next year, we'll worry about that later. Right now, I'm just thinking about our guys and how committed they were this year, the connection they had, the effort they put in to put us in a position to at least have a chance. And we clearly weren't good enough, but not for a lack of effort or commitment from our guys. They were great all year. It's incredible when I think about, you think about how difficult and physical this game was. And these guys have had... You know, our core group, 6 finals runs where, you know, you have 24 of these games, you know, in one playoff run. And that's what I was thinking about down the stretch of that game as it was clear we were losing, that, Sacramento dominated. But our guys have been fighting for so long. They're incredible competitors and warriors, and I couldn't be prouder of them. But, you know, we've got to... an off season where we've got a lot to think about for sure.
It sure feels like they all know what is coming down the pipeline for them. Well, and it's no secret to anybody. No. The problem is Klay Thompson at the number he was playing at this year, mm-hmm. in the production that he had, it didn't make sense. If Klay Thompson comes back to the Golden State Warriors, right, at what? Just above the MLE, right? Mid-level exception.
Yeah, that's probably what he'll come in at.
And he returns to the Warriors. That's palatable for his production this year. It's not like Klay Thompson was a bum all season long. It was his production was not commensurate with the amount he was paid.
No, he was making $43 million this year. And then Chris Paul was making $31
million. And look, Chris Paul said after the game, he's not retiring, but...
he's got to come back on basically a vet min.
Is it sustainable for him? Yeah. You have so much of the salary cap, and with Steph Curry still having the ability to play, I'm not completely done on the Warriors because people will want to go and play with them.
I am. The top end's gone. And even if you bring these guys, it could be cool to see these guys all, you know, Steph, Clay, Dre, stay with one team. When was the last time we saw this? Like, well, it's probably the Larry Bird Celtics.
Well, and this is how all great runs end, though, is like you have
Hakeem
that attachment.
And the Toronto and stuff like that.
And then, well, no, you have these attachments to players, and then you have so much success, and then all of a sudden they get old.
Mm-hmm.
They're not as productive as they were, and you have a steep fall off in what they – and they have the ability to be aggressive this year.
Mm-hmm.
Not with the draft, because the Blazers got another lottery pick, baby.
Hey-o.
Now, here's what we need from the Blazers. Blazers better hope that the Warriors win the lottery this year.
I'm fourth. You want to move to fourth.
Yeah, sure. If they get into that top four, though, then the Blazers get their first-round pick next year, right?
Yes, so...
Yeah, let's go!
The pick that the Blazers are getting from the Warriors right now is top four protected, meaning... The Warriors, they're probably going to finish either 13th or 14th, depending on how things shake out and who loses in the rest of the play-in. They could go anywhere from 12 to 14 in the lottery odds. They'll have about a 3.5% chance of landing a top four pick. And if they land top four, the Blazers will not get that pick this year. The Warriors will retain it. And then the Blazers would get the Warriors 2025 pick, and it would be top one protected, otherwise known as the Cooper Flag protection. So they could go, if it did move into the top four, you have an opportunity to have maybe one more bite at the apple in 2025, which I think you could argue would maybe be better for Portland, considering this draft class. Also, the fact that there's a pretty strong possibility that the Warriors are going to fall off. The Warriors are paying $350 million for this roster. That includes the actual salaries and then the luxury tax. They're going to pay a luxury tax of roughly $169 million when it's all said and done.
Ooh.
But you look at what they have. Again, Clay's contract is coming off the books. Chris Paul's contract is coming off the books. That's, $73 million? But they don't get magic space to go use that. Losing those two contracts doesn't do them any good. It does not get them any salary cap space. So they can't just go out and sign a free agent, but they would have the bird rights for both guys so that they could go over the cap to bring them back. But Joe Lacob, owner of the Warriors, has said that they're going to get under the tax. So do the math. That means those guys aren't winning that. And then you've got to deal with Andrew Wiggins' $25 million. He averaged. Do you know what Andrew Wiggins ended up averaging this year?
No.
Take a wild guess.
14-5.
13-4-2 on 45% from the field. That is 93rd in scoring, 94th in rebounding, and 98th in field goal percentage.
All right.
Making $25 million a year. And not to mention, he just wasn't around this year.
Yeah, he was, for long stretches, he was gone. Because they're in this is kind of the veil of secrecy around what's going on. They're saying just personal reasons, family matters.
Family stuff, yeah.
And nobody really knows. And the fan base is getting a little uneasy and unruly by it. By the way, Warriors have 1% chance to get into the top four this year. So you're saying there's a chance.
Well, and with a combined odds, it ends up being about 3%, I believe.
No, that was for four. That was for the fourth spot.
Oh, just the fourth in general?
Just
okay.
The fourth spot okay, so is top, a 1%
yeah, so top,
chance.
Okay, so top four in total is 3.5%, something along those lines.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense because they have like a 0.8% chance of landing number one.
Yeah, and that's number two. 0.7 for number one, 0.8 for number two, 0.9 for number three, and then 1% at that number four pick.
I'm
yeah, all right.
Look at that. Nice.
All right.
So, but yeah, I'm entirely out on the Warriors going forward. There'll be a perfectly fine, okay team, and that'll be it. And then we'll find out, oh, wow, maybe they aren't smarter than everybody else, and they fell face first into greatness.
Boy, that really drives you nuts, don't
it? It does.
Doesn't it?
Because everybody talks about how it's like, oh, it's smarter front offices. And I'm just like, smarter front offices? What are you talking about? This is the same front office that drafted James Wiseman.
Yeah, I think they're going with and look, there's a lot of luck.
There's
in the draft.
A tremendous amount of luck.
But they also took flyers on guys that people said that may be a reach, Steph. That may be a reach, Clay. And they wrote it, those guys. And sure. Evaluating and finding Draymond Green in the second round, you know, it paid off for them. And they hit in just bam, bam, bam. And it all happened so quickly. Yeah. And all three of those guys became centerpieces to NBA titles runs. Like that.
And then Kevin Durant falling in your lap because of a cap spike in 2016.
Well, yeah, but guess what? Everybody had the cap spike in 2016.
Yes, but they didn't all have the cap spike that coincided with an underpaid Steph Curry because he was so good that you paid him less, right?
Yeah, you got him on a deal.
Oh, right, because you're just so smart, or no, he just hadn't profiled.
If it was the Blazers, anything. Would you feel differently?
Yes.
Okay.
But no. No, I wouldn't. Because, like, I've talked about this. Like, when you get lucky with things, and I've called out when they've gotten lucky. Yeah. Like, a simple one, again, it's not as obviously nearly as impactful or big, but remember when Anthony Simons signed his deal, I was like, oh, that's an overpay. And I was like, look around right now.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
Yeah.
Like, that's what happens. Like, you get good deals on guys, and that's what happens. You want to get that if you're an organization. You don't want that for the player, obviously, but, like, anytime you get good deals on guys, it's...
Yeah.
99.9% of the time, it's luck.
But we remember that part of his being on that smoking hot deal was because nobody trusted his ankles.
His ankles were made of glass, and even then, and he'd been good, not great.
Yep.
Even when they made the decision between Steph and Monta. Remember the revolt.
Yeah, but what line do you draw to talent development? Because he grew as a player exponentially, and they did a really good job of finding pieces that worked around Steph, because we've seen shooters that can shoot the lights out, but the team isn't able to build around them properly. And I thought Golden State did a very good job of that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. But also the idea of, like...
Why are you making me defend the Warriors?
I don't know,
here?
Man. You're being weird about this.
I know. Well,
the thing about this...
trying to be fair to him.
I always thought this was really funny. Like, people like, well, we're going to try to be like the Warriors and play small ball. It was never about small ball.
No, it wasn't.
We have two of the greatest shooters of all time, and then the third, when Kevin Durant came in, maybe the best scorer of all time. There's no replicating
that. And we forget how good Klay Thompson was defensively.
Yeah,
he ruptured his Achilles.
He was a very good defensive player. Yeah. Draymond Green is the best defensive player in this generation, and it worked. Like, if you throw Draymond Green in his prime on any team in the NBA, it probably works 50% of the time.
Yeah, so I mean,
because of, like, yes, his defense is still going to be as impactful, but his offensive ability isn't going to be nearly as impactful because you don't have a star that plays off the ball.
Yeah, and I think the same thing with Steph too. His shooting erases a lot, and it's probably more than 50%. But Steph Curry is not who he is unless the pieces around him.
Sure.
Are
having Klay
good.
Being another guy that draws eyes, having Draymond being the hub of the middle, and having just two lunatics that just
and
run off the ball.
Alleviating all of the pressure defensively.
Yeah.
All of the pressure defensively.
I know we're up against it here, but did you guys hear about the AI story created from Klay's game last night and the repeated use of the word bricks on Twitter?
No.
In a bizarre turn, this is the AI story from Grok. In a bizarre turn of events, NBA star Klay Thompson has been accused of vandalizing multiple houses with bricks in Sacramento. Authorities are investigating the claims after several individuals reported their houses being damaged with windows shattered by bricks. Klay Thompson has not yet issued a statement regarding the accusations. The incidents have left the community shaken, but no injuries were reported. The motive behind the alleged vandalism remains unclear.
Wow.
You're welcome for me being here today.
We just got Klay Thompson's statement on the matter.
To come
right
full
there.
Circle on this, it sucks that Klay might have gone out like that.
Yeah,
that sucks.
Because
did you see him after the game?
Oh, when
just
he
standing on the court looking around,
he was walking out.
Yeah.
Gary Payton II in street clothes gives him like the hey, keep your head up, pal, and runs right past him. And then Klay stops, turns back around, and just kind of took it all in again.
That's to be that self aware in the moment's pretty impressive too.
Yeah,
because that,
I love Klay.
It might be it.
I love Klay. And to the texters asking what we don't like about Draymond Green, he's a jackass.
Just all
like,
of it.
That's what.
Also, as far as like, I don't hate Draymond. I think Draymond's. I literally just got saying he's the best defensive player of a generation.
Yeah,
he just does very dumb things.
You said self awareness from Klay.
Yeah,
there
Klay's never had it.
He has all of the self awareness, and Draymond has none
of
the self awareness.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
I don't hate
zero
Draymond
accountability.
Green. I just think he's an idiot.
zero accountability and just saying, I can do no wrong. Yeah. I didn't do that. Clearly, we can see you doing that.
I didn't stomp on his chest, really.
I didn't choke him out. Yes, you did. What? We're looking at it.
The fact that we're not making any of these up, it's like...
Habitual nut kicker?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Like,
it's a natural leg movement.
What are we doing?
My leg's always done that. Maybe that's a problem. But yeah, end of a dynasty.
Yeah.
Pour one out. I don't
care. It's fun.
R.I.P.
They were fun, though.
But it's not peace.
Light years, man. They're just light years ahead of everybody.
Go to hell. Okay?
sorry for defending them. I really am.
No, you're not.
I am.
Astros fan.
I am.
You love monsters.
I am sorry for having to take that position. I didn't feel like I should have.